to continue with our Tzipur Tzedikim. These two maises will be with Chabad, the rabbis of Chabad. And a beautiful, beautiful maises. Actually, three maises we're going to say from the Chabad rabbis. So the Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, Zuchose Galena, once asked him a great question. Eza avoda nalas yoser, avas Hashem or avas Yisrael? Which kind of divine service, which of avodas Hashem is greater? Cultivating a love for Hashem, having avas Hashem, love for Hashem, or having a love for one's fellow Jew? Which is better, loving Hashem or loving Jews? The Alter Rebbe answered, avas Hashem, the avas Yisrael shteyen ka'achas. The loving of Kadosh Baruch Hu, loving one's fellow Jew, are both equal. Nishmaso, not only the equal, but ka'achas chakukos nishmaso ruchov nafshok shol ko echad miYisrael. They are both equally engraved in the soul of every Jew. So the Baal Tanya didn't answer. He just said they're both equal. But then this is what he does say. Umikra maledi barakosov. If you ever look in the pasuk in Malachi perek aleph pasuk beis, pasuk says ahavti eschem omar Hashem. Pasuk says I have loved you. Hashem declares. Says the Baal Tanya, hare digedola avas Yisrael. To ohev ma sheha ohev ohev. The Baal Tanya, first he said they're both equal, then he said, the Pasuk says, Malachi, Hashem says, I love them. What does this mean? The Baal Tanya says, from here we can conclude that loving one's fellow Jew is even superior. Why? Because it involves loving what one's beloved loves. Meaning, if you love the Jewish people, it's like you're loving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because you're loving what a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves. The Baal Tanya said, you're loving what a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves, obviously Yisrael is greater. An incredible, incredible first maisa. Brought that was a Hayom Yom from 2 days ago. The second Maisa happens from the Mittler Rebbe. The Mittler Rebbe was the second Rebbe of Chabad. What happened was that this above teaching was set at the Forbringing by the Mittler Rebbe about this Maisa, about the Baal Tanya. Happened was during the Forbringing, one of the Hasidim raised his glass to the Rebbe and said, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, and he said, may Hashem enable me to have a genuine love for him. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless me that I should have a tremendous avas Hashem for him. Shortly afterwards, the Maisa goes, and the Rebbe raised his own glass, and he said, may Hashem bless me to attain a genuine love for my fellow Jews. Meaning, the first chassid said, may Hashem enable me to have a genuine love for him, after this Maisa was brought down about the Baal Tanya. And the Rebbe said, no, at the end of the day, may Hashem enable me to attain a genuine love for other Jews. A tremendous, tremendous Maisa from the Rebbe. He said, of course, loving Kadosh Baruch Hu is great, but loving other Jews is also great. Miller Rabbi was saying at the end of the day that his father, the Baal Tanya, Zuchus Ganalinu, taught him a very holy thing. He was telling him at the end of the day. I believe the Miller Rabbi was a second Rabbi, I'm pretty sure. He was saying that the Rabbi was saying, he said, that, as the Baal Tanya said, that they're both interconnected, but you're loving what a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves, and that's even goes on a higher level. The third and final Maisa, I'm not sure if it's a Chabad Maisa, but it's brought down here Hayom Yom for the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The story goes is that there was a villager who married his daughter to a Hasidic scholar. What happened was he wanted this Chassid got married to a daughter, and he wanted to start bringing his father-in-law to the Rebbe. He didn't say which Rebbe, but he said, come see the Rebbe. We'll visit one Shabbos, so it's going to be okay. Father-in-law didn't accept, and he came. He said, listen, I've seen many Rebbes. I'm sure he's special, but he's not for me. Nevertheless, after trying to convince him more and more, he finally got him to come. They went to shul that Friday night, and the Rebbe said, the Rebbe had a beautiful Kabbalah Shabbos. The son-in-law was so excited to see what his father-in-law said. He said, wasn't it outstanding? He turned to his father-in-law. He said, no, I told you, I've seen a lot of Rebbes before. It's very nice. Then he brought them together when the Rebbe partook of the Shabbos meal. The Chassidim, it's a tremendous Nagunim. So yeah, it's great. I've seen many Rebbes before. Finally, the Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, the whole thing. And the father-in-law said, it was very nice. They went to Malava Malka. He said, listen, I always have Malava Malka, but I'll go there. And they spent a couple of hours with the Hasidim. They had a beautiful Maisa song. They had the Gunim and stories of Tzadikim. It's a tremendous, tremendous holy thing. But the whole week, the son-in-law didn't mention a word about the Rebbe to his father-in-law. He said, listen, my father-in-law had a nice time, but I'm not going to say anything. Suddenly, he got a message from his father-in-law. I don't know if he got a text message or an email. But the story goes is that he got a message saying the father-in-law said, I want to go see the Rebbe again. So the son-in-law said, Dad, with all due respect, why do you want to go? Nothing impressed you. You said at the end of the day, you've seen many Rebbes before. Why do you want to go back? So the father-in-law turns to the son-in-law and he said the following. He said, true, I wasn't impressed by the Rebbe's insights and songs. But you know what I was moved by? I was moved by the Malava Malka. We were in a home with a dozen chassidim for 2 hours. And I couldn't tell who was the host and who were the guests. If a Rebbe can engender such togetherness among his chassidim, such achdus, I want to be one of his fathers. I want to be one of his fathers. I want to be a talmid of that Rebbe. Specifically, it's brought down by Chabad to have forbringings from Malava Malka in people's houses, people their homes. It's brought down by the Rebbe Rayatz, brought down by the Baal Tanya. He said, if a Rebbe can make people feel like they're mamash one together, and you don't know who's the host and who the guests are, that's someone who I want to follow. I want to be a student. So three beautiful maises. The first maise, the Chassidim came to the Baal Tanya and asked him, which love is greater, loving Hashem or loving other Jews? The Baal Tanya said they're both equally engraved in the Jews' hearts, but at the end of the day, loving what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves is greater. And he says, loving your fellow Jew is greater. And that's the second story. But the Mitzvah Rebbe, someone said at the Mitzvah Rebbe's Tish, he said, L'chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bless me. We have tremendous love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mitzvah Rebbe said, Hashem, give me a genuine love to be able to love other Jews, to be able to love other people. Finally, the third Mitzvah, we saw a father-in-law who told his son-in-law, at every single part of Shabbos, it was great. The Kabbal Shabbos was great. Shabbos morning was great. But I've seen many Rebbe's before. Shal Shiddus was great. Up until he got to Malava Malka, and he got the text messages on Thursday night, I want to go see the Rebbe again. Why? Because someone could engender such tremendous achdus, and you don't know who's the host of the house or who's the guest. That's the chassid. That's the Rebbe I want to follow. We should be zochah v'ez Hashem to love our fellow Jews, especially now in the time of Sfiras Omer. We not only have to be reactive to this, but we have to be proactive to try to be able to go out of our way to be able to help other Jews, be able to help people that we know, people we don't know. And Bezer Hashem should be a schus for us and our families. Good Chodesh and Shavuot Tov.